I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with Andrew Bear Tyler. He's one of the new co-executive directors of the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council, and they've got a lot of things going on at the Vista Theater in Negaunee. Here's more on that with Bear Tyler.
Well, after 22 years, the board decided to separate from our previous executive director, and we've replaced him with two co-executive directors because, well, it's not a one-man job, and I happen to be one of those two co-executive directors, along with a gentleman named Lucas Wickstrom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm saying, and that brings in a few new ideas, new things, but also just kind of working on projects, I'm sure.
Absolutely. We've really kick-started the restoration. Just even facade updates outside have... People are slowing down and looking at the Vista because we're up painting the letters and fixing the marquee. And the volunteers seem completely renewed, recharged. They're feeding me. They're keeping me going.
Vista Theater is located in downtown Negaunee. We've seen sort of a renaissance there in the Irontown, in the downtown area in the last year or so in particular, with some businesses coming in, updates of old businesses and facades. This kind of falls right in line with that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Since moving from my personal employment in Marquette to Ishpeming and Negaunee again about 3.5 years ago, I have seen more going on that end than really is going down here in Marquette. And that surprised me because I actually live in Ishpeming and didn't realize it until I was there all the time.
Right.
Always something new being built, redone.
And an opportunity for folks to see what's going on at the Vista is coming up fairly soon. What are some of the things that are on the docket?
Well, we've got the Mr. UP pageant, and today tickets actually go on sale. They're $15 for reserved seats. We got a runway going right out into the crowd, so you can sit right next to the runway if you get your tickets, probably today at the Vista Thrift Shop and Box Office. It's the only place the reserved seats will be. General admission are going to be there, Snowbomb Books, and Rare Earth Goods in Ishpeming.
You know, Bear, this sounds like a ladies' night kind of thing. It could be a lot of fun for groups of ladies to come in and just see this pageant.
I think it's just going to be fun for anybody, to be honest. It's happening during Pioneer Week. It's kind of a quote-unquote dead night. There's night on the town the night before, and there's fireworks the night after. Well, how about Mr. UP every Friday night of Pioneer Week? And we think it's going to be good for everybody, not just women and not, you know, even children, everybody. This is going to be a family-friendly show.
Family-friendly event, but it also is kind of a tongue-in-cheek approach to it, but also you're kind of recognizing what makes a Youper guy.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have contestants that, one is actually, he lives in Green Bay now. He still has his local number. He's from Munising. Our rules were you had to either be born here or live here.
Right.
And we do have a couple of transplants who feel that Youper pride so strong, they wanted to come out and give it a shot. They said, you know what makes me a Youper? Well, I chose to be a Youper. I could have left, they said. And
you know, that's a valid point. We've had this discussion on the program before. You know, what makes a Youper a Youper and blah, blah,
blah. My father's a transplant.
Yeah.
And he's more Youper than a lot of Youpers I know. Probably more of a Youper than me.
But that's kind of what it's all about is that question of what is a Youper? You know, you're going to talk about it, you know, with Mr. UP. What are the details, when and where?
It's July 10th, which, of course, is 3 weeks from last Friday. And it's at the Vista Theater in Negaunee. It'll be at 7:30 p.m. And like I said, tickets are on sale today. $15 for reserved, $10 for general admission.
Bear, talk a little bit more about other things going on with Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council.
Absolutely. Well, we just cast Beauty and the Beast, and that'll be going up in August. But we are having a summer camp for youth that coincides with this.
Okay.
First, I just got to say, they took 6 hours to cast Beauty and the Beast. This show is going to be spectacular. they could have cast it 10 different ways. The talent was just off the chart. But
so what about this camp? What happens in that?
Well, it's the first week is going to be July 13th through 17th, and it's going to be just a basic overall theater camp where we work on singing, dancing, acting, crafts. They're also going to learn the song Be Our Guest, which is, of course, from Beauty and the Beast, and they're going to perform that on 7/19 for the public to give the kids a chance to see if they do want to continue to do this, because the next week they're really going to be concentrating on Beauty and the Beast, and if they want to continue from there, they'll be integrated into the rehearsals and become part of the show.
So how do people get involved? How do kids get involved with the camp and take part?
Well, we have you can get more information on our Facebook page, which is Facebook and Vista Theater Camp. And you can come down to the thrift store and fill out a form. It's $30 for the first child, unless you're a PAC member. And that $30 includes your PAC membership, so you get a ticket. So you get one ticket already to see your kid in the show. Mm-hmm. And if you're already a PAC member, it's $10 or $10 for each additional child.
Okay, so a great learning opportunity there as well. Is this something new, or have you been doing this for a while? Is this what's the
history?
There
were some camps in the past, but they haven't been done in the time that I've been at PAC, mm-hmm. and we just thought it was a great idea, and we intend to do this every year now.
Now, one of the things I know that with these kind of cleaning up and updating the theater and all of that, you could probably, you know, either use supporters of it financially, let's be honest, look for sponsors for the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council and the Vista Theater, but also volunteers to help and all of that. If they want to find out more, what's the best way?
Well, give us a call down at the theater, 475-7188. Talk to us on Facebook. We have a PAC in the Historic Vista Theater have a Facebook page. There's one for Mr. UP, which we're definitely looking for a few volunteers for that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the theater camp. Any of our Facebook pages are the best way to contact us. We do have vistatheater.org as well, but we're in the process of changing that over to a different server, so we prefer we go with Facebook right now.
Well, it's a good opportunity to find out more about what's going on with PAC and then consider becoming a member as well, because you're always open for that as well.
Absolutely. We're definitely making a membership push right now.
Well, let's remind everybody again, you got tickets for sale for the Mr. UP pageant. That's happening when and where?
That's happening July 10th, of course, at the Vista in Nagani. They're $15 for reserve, $10 for general admission. Reserved and general admission are available at the box office, and general admission will be available at Snowbound Books here in Marquette and Rare Earth Goods in Ishpeming.
That's the comments of Bear Tyler. He's the new co-executive director of the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.